For a while, things were okay. Climb aboard the roller coaster that is Wall Street. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 16th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being here. Yesterday, it was Amazon and luxury brands. Today, yet another announcement, and it's a big deal. Working women and being exhausted. Retail numbers are, well, worrisome. Wall Street versus Main Street, or reality versus being out of sync. The big IPO happened today, and did it ever. The Wall Street Report, we've also got advice for when you first wake up each morning. The business news, that is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, why don't you follow us on Twitter? Go ahead, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, today, Fed Chair Jerome Powell pledged to keep interest rates at near zero for years, like until the end of 2023, which may be a hint that the economy is not doing so great. Wall Street had a party at first anyway, but it didn't last, as tech stocks took a beating and the Dow was up just fractionally at the end of the day. I'll share all of those numbers in just a bit. Meanwhile, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate dropped yet again, slipping to 3.09%, the lowest rate ever in Bankrate's weekly survey of large banks. The Fed's move to keep interest rates low has sent the cost of borrowing for everything from mortgages to cars to depths not seen since the 1950s. Yesterday, we told you about luxury brands. That's a new Amazon program that requires you to be asked to join. Today, the company rolled out what's being called plans for 1,000 small delivery hubs in cities and suburbs across the United States. So why? Well, it's an attempt to bring products closer to consumers and make online shopping even faster than what it is to take a run to a store. Citing people familiar with the plans, Bloomberg reported that Amazon was looking to set up these mini versions of its massive fulfillment centers to take on the likes of Walmart, Target, and others who get goods to customers' doors already fast. According to Bloomberg, Amazon is doubling down on those efforts by investing billions in building out small delivery hubs in now empty big box stores, shopping malls, and yes, even car dealerships. Working parents are feeling the sting of the coronavirus pandemic, and it's hitting women especially hard. In a new survey from career website FlexJobs, since the crisis began, 40% of working parents have had to change their employment situation. Of those polled, 25% voluntarily reduced their hours and 15% quit entirely. Of those who quit, 38% don't plan to rejoin the workforce. When you take over a third of workers out of the workforce, that does not bode well for the economy. The career website, which partnered with SurveyMonkey, received 2,700 responses from adults with children age 18 or younger who are living at home. Working mothers were disproportionately affected. 63% said they were primarily responsible for childcare during the spring shutdown, compared with 43% of working fathers. And 80% of working mothers primarily handled the online learning responsibilities of their kids, compared to 31% of working dads. So yeah, there's a lot of stress out there. Meanwhile, 17% of working moms quit during the pandemic, compared to 10% of working dads. And of course, we all know this tail end of the story. Women have long struggled to find equality in the workplace. They make roughly 81 cents for every dollar a man makes. Meanwhile, mothers are paid only 70 cents for every dollar paid to fathers. All of that according to the National Women's Law Center. And that? Well, that translates to a loss of $18,000 a year. To the point of people leaving the job market comes this new report about retail sales in the United States. The U.S. economy improved in August, but month-over-month gains continued to lose pace following a record gain in May. According to the Census Bureau's advanced monthly report on retail and food services sales, total sales rose by 0.6% month-over-month. But that is well below the revised estimate of 0.9% between June and July. The estimate was from EconoDay, was calling for month-over-month increases of 1% and an increase of 1% excluding automobile parts and gasoline. And what happened at the end? We didn't even get close. Non-store retailers, that would be e-commerce sites, posted a 19.6% year-over-year gain in sales for the first 8 months of this year compared to the same period of last year. Well, that figures, you know. With the coronavirus pandemic, people are buying more online, staying home, and having it delivered. But interestingly enough, digital sales slipped slightly month over month from $81.7 billion in July to $78.3 billion in August. The decline is consistent with the trends reported earlier this week by Adobe Analytics. So what's going on? Well, several things, from layoffs moving to lost jobs to more people unable to find employment to the story we just had about women leaving the workforce. All of it has an impact on retail sales and the overall economy. All right, before we take a look at what happened today on Wall Street, let's talk a bit about the economy versus, well, reality. The economy, as we all know, is in the dumps. Tens of millions are unemployed. Expanded unemployment benefits have expired, leaving them unable to pay bills. Politicians are deadlocked over stimulus relief. In other words, times are rough. So why is the stock market doing so well? Seriously, the S&P 500 set an all-time record in early September, beating out its previous high, and it remains close to record territory. So what gives with all this? Well, the answer is, Wall Street is not Main Street. When you hear about the stock market having a good day or a bad day, what we're talking about is the market indexes, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. These track the stock prices of America's biggest corporations. But guess who's not being represented in a stock index? You know who? You're right. Your local baker. The bar down the street, the guy who cuts your hair, your child's preschool. And what's worse is the fact that small businesses have laid off more people than larger companies. In addition, the stock market is not a snapshot of where we're at the present moment. It just sort of tells us where investors think we're heading. Soaring stock prices show that investors think companies can make money moving forward. Also, investors are convinced that we're going to see a V-shaped recovery, that the recovery will come roaring back as quickly as it descended. And that's the thought anyway. And here's another factor. Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, and Google, they account for more than 20% of the S&P 500. So when you have five companies controlling a fifth of the market, how representative is that? Not very. Speaking of big companies, big ideas, and big money, shares of Snowflake, a cloud data warehousing firm that has the backing of Salesforce and Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, more than doubled on their first day of trading in the biggest software IPO ever. Snowflake priced its initial public offering last night at $120 a share, well above the expected range of $100 to $110. But demand was so strong that shares finally wound up opening early this afternoon at $245 a share and quickly climbed above $300 for a 150% gain. Now, to be sure, shares pulled back a bit as the day wore on, but still finished the day with nearly a 112% gain. The company sold 28 million shares and raised nearly $3.4 billion from the IPO. The impressive debut makes Snowflake the largest software IPO ever. Okay, so what did happen today on Wall Street? Well, the Dow rose 36 points, or 0.1% to 28,032. The S&P 500 slid 0.5% to 3,385. The NASDAQ composite dipped 1.2%. 2% to 11,050. S&P 500 and NASDAQ pulled back as shares of major tech companies declined. Remember that story we just told you about five major tech companies making up 20% of that market? Yeah, that's what happens. Shares of Apple dropped by almost 3%. Microsoft slid 1.8%, capping the gains for the 30-stock Dow. Facebook dipped 3.3% and Amazon closed 2.5% lower. Netflix and Alphabet declined by 2.5% and 1.5% respectively. What happens next? Well, the latest data on weekly jobless claims is set for release tomorrow. Housing start numbers are also on the agenda. And finally, there is this. So, do you wake up in the morning and instantly go to check your emails? Well, that's the problem, says Forbes. That seemingly innocent, reflexive urge, you know, to go, okay, wonder what's going on, check the emails, will divert you, they say, from your own priorities, like getting the kids ready for school and having a decent breakfast, and probably set you up for a chaotic, less productive way. By moving straight into response mode, you're more likely to make mistakes, to run late, and to feel flustered. Experts suggest staying in control of the day by starting the morning on your own terms. So I got a question. Does that also mean not checking the overnight news stories as soon as you wake up? Yeah, me, guilty. Well, that's a wrap on today's business headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And that music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.